The soap manufacturer replied, "Oh, well, soap is only useful when it is applied." And the pastor said, "Exactly. So it is with the gospel." Folks, I call you to apply your life today. I call you to awaken the burning passion that has always been in your heart. To walk into that refiner's fire so that all of you will be about that passion. It won't be something just flickering inside your soul. And that way, people will see God's fire in your life. Amen? God's fire will overpower anything about you whenever you choose to step into that refiner's fire and you allow God's fire to refine you into the pure gold that God created for you. As we celebrate Jesus' baptism and we come to understand that He baptizes with the Holy Spirit and with fire, be consumed with God's fire. Remember that the Holy Spirit doesn't come into our lives to serve us so that we will be seen. The Holy Spirit comes into our lives to be served by us so that the Holy Spirit will be seen. Be refined by God's fire today. Use that burning passion within you and focus your life on the kingdom of God today. Be the champion, folks. Be the gold that God has created. You think you can do that? Now, just like me, I understand sometimes when you're thinking about something, we're introspective. I understand that. But I want you to respond. Do you understand that? Will you pray that you have the strength and the courage, that you'll be man enough, that you'll be woman enough to step in to the refiner's fire? How do you do that? How do you do that? Search your soul. I go back to my original question. What are you passionate about? That is not there by accident, folks. That is not there by accident. Let's pray. You truly are an awesome God. And we thank You, Lord, for all that You do for us. We thank You, God, that You give us a burning passion in our lives. And we ask, Lord, that You reignite that passion if over the years the fire has flickered. Anoint this church, God, in such a way that Your passion will burn through and that Your Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will be seen in this church and outside of this church, Lord, so that this church will glorify You. Help each of us as individuals, God, find that passion. You see, Lord, sometimes when it's been burning for so long, we forget that it's even there. We get used to it. Kind of like that old hum of the refrigerator I preached about a few months ago. Dear God, help us hear it. Help us feel it. Help us see that passion again. And then, Lord, help us step into Your refiner's fire. In Jesus' name we pray. And all the church said, amen. Next week, we'll talk about priorities. Priorities. What priorities? Let us turn to 593 in our hymnals. Here I am, Lord, and let us sing all the stanzas, please, as we stand and sing, "Here I am, Lord," together.